Hachette Audio presents A Tale of Witchcraft, written and read by Chris Colbert. Prologue, A Righteous Return. It began in the dead of night, while the world was asleep. As soon as all the street lamps faded and the lanterns dimmed throughout the Southern Kingdom, hundreds of men across the country, 333 to be exact, suddenly emerged from their homes at precisely the same moment. The peculiar activity hadn't been planned or rehearsed. The men never discussed it with one another, or even knew the identities of their fellow participants. They were from different villages, different families, and different backgrounds, but the men were secretly united by one malevolent cause. And tonight, after a long hiatus, that cause had finally called them into action. Each man stepped into the night wearing a pristine silver robe that practically glowed in the moonlight. Matching silver masks with two slits were draped over their heads to shield everything but their eyes, and the face of a ferocious white wolf was proudly displayed across each of their chests. The ominous uniforms made the men seem more ghost-like than human, and in many ways, they were ghosts. After all, it had been centuries since the Righteous Brotherhood's last appearance. The men left their homes and journeyed into the darkness, all heading for the same location. They traveled entirely on foot and walked so softly their footsteps didn't make a single sound. When their towns and villages were far behind them and they were certain they hadn't been followed, the men lit torches to illuminate the road ahead. But they weren't on the paved roads for very long. Their destination was far beyond any beaten path, and it wasn't on any surviving maps. The Brotherhood hiked over grassy hills, stomped through muddy fields, and splashed across shallow streams as they trekked through uncharted territory. They had never been to their destination, or seen it with their own eyes, but the directions were so ingrained in them that every tree and boulder they passed felt as familiar as a memory. Some men traveled greater distances than others. Some moved faster or more slowly, but at 2 hours past midnight, the first of the 333 travelers started to arrive, and the sight was exactly as they had expected. At the southernmost point of the Southern Kingdom, at the base of a rocky mountain bordering the South Sea, were the ancient ruins of a long-forgotten fortress. From afar, the fortress looked like the carcass of an enormous creature that had washed ashore.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?